Do you know that there is only one God in three eternal persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Do you know that Jesus said He is the only way to heaven, and His death and resurrection bring forgiveness of sins to all who believe? Welcome to the Pastor Study, a ministry of pastorstudy.org. Join us now as we study God's Word, the Bible, together.
Welcome to the Pastor's Study. I was talking with a friend of mine yesterday who lives in northern Minnesota. He has a friend who attends an ELCA Lutheran church up there. That's the very liberal branch of Lutheranism. And my friend says, how can you go to a church in that denomination? They perform same-sex weddings. In the past, he talked to him about they pay for abortions with offering dollars. They promote transgenderism at their teen convention. And his friend said, oh, no, they don't do any of that. Well, they do. We're going to do a heresy update now. We do this periodically. I'm going to talk about false teachings that are destroying Christian denominations. This will be difficult to listen to, but I encourage you, don't touch that dial. I think we need to know what's going on. So let's pray. Oh God the Father, we pray for your churches that have gone astray, that somehow you will grant them repentance and they'd come back to you. But if they're going to keep leading people astray, may they shrink and die, and may the people in those churches find good churches that follow the Bible. God, please speak to us now. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's talk today about the ELCA Lutherans, the United Church of Christ, the PCUSA Presbyterians, the Catholic Church, and the United Methodists. I'm a Lutheran. I know the most about the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. I led my church out of that radical denomination years ago. It has shrunk. The ELCA Lutheran Church has shrunk by 40%. Since 1988. And now I'm going to give you recent examples of why people are leaving. Here we go. Brothers and sisters in Christ is too binary. Instead, say siblings in Christ. Now, the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, they want to embrace all sexual orientation and gender identities. So the head bishop of the ELCA is Elizabeth Eaton. She no longer talks about Christian brothers and sisters. She talks about Christian siblings. Here's what she wrote. When we take a look at people's sexual orientation or gender identity, it's not completely binary. Everybody isn't male or female. There's a whole spectrum to that. I think that's something that's new for a lot of our people to think about. But it's the truth. No, it isn't the truth. Jesus was very binary. In Matthew 19, Jesus said, God made us male and female, period. Next item. The Evangelical Lutheran Church in America pays for abortions for any reason with offering dollars. I've talked about this before. How do they justify killing unborn children with offering dollars? Well, the national magazine of the ELCA just printed an article by a feminist professor at one of the ELCA colleges. This professor is committed to reproductive justice. And she argues that women can have abortions because, quote, God trusts women to make these decisions. He does? God doesn't trust anybody because we're sinners. It says this in John chapter 2. Jesus, on his part, did not entrust himself to them because he knew all people and needed no one to bear witness about man, for he himself knew what was in man. So instead of trusting God, who says, thou shalt not kill, we're supposed to trust evil men and women. I will tell you, the endorsement of the ELCA and their paying for abortions with offering dollars is one of the big reasons I led my congregation out of the ELCA years ago, and we joined a more biblical branch of the Lutheran Church. Now, how does this affect society? Well, listen to this. There are tons of ELCA Lutherans here in Minnesota. Minnesota has the most radical pro-abortion laws in the country. You can have an abortion right up to the day of delivery in Minnesota. Next ELCA item. I'm going to show you a picture. Here we go. Here's the picture. This is a boy. This is the boy the ELCA put on stage when he was 11 years old to preach transgenderism to 31,000 Lutheran teenagers at the teen convention. Why does this boy look so much like a girl? Well, part of the reason is the ELCA pays for hormone blockers to keep this child from developing naturally, and those hormone blockers are paid for by ELCA offering dollars. Your offering dollars at work. Next item. The creator of the universe thinks you are effing adorable. An ELCA pastor by the name of Laura Groen in New Jersey uses the F word in the name of Jesus. She says this about herself. My own values are feminist, progressive, intersectional, queer, and Lutheran. On abortion, Pastor Groen says, theologically, God gave me this body and gave me stewardship over it. God told me, my body, my effing choice. God says you are the one who should make decisions about your body. And then Pastor Groen says this to LGBT people. You are not alone, dear non-binary siblings. We are surrounded by so great a cloud of transgender, queer, and non-binary witnesses, all beloved by God, with a chorus of genderless angels singing glory to our genderful God, using all the non-binary pronouns that have ever existed. Can you hear them? I can't. This is an ELCA Lutheran pastor preaching at a church in New Jersey. Next item. ELCA Lutheran transgender speaker denies himself for his wife, but not for Christ. In Southern Ohio, the ELCA brought in a man wearing a dress to speak to them about transgenderism. He said that when his wife was alive, she never saw him wear a dress because he wanted to respect his wife. But now that she's dead, he's wearing a dress and he's speaking at a Lutheran gathering. Well, how about denying yourself for the sake of Christ? Jesus said, if you want to come after me, you have to deny yourself. Next item. Luther Seminary's queer theologian preaches about the genderqueer body of the Ethiopian eunuch. I attended Luther Theological Seminary in St. Paul, Minnesota, graduated from there many years ago. Back then it was moderate to liberal. Today it's radical. They hired a queer theologian, and this is a man who's married to a man, and he preaches about the genderqueer body of the Ethiopian eunuch. In case you don't know what the Bible says about homosexuality, go to my website, pastorstudy.org, hit the button that says, what does the Bible say about homosexuality? You'll get all the verses. Next item, Luther Seminary brings in a trans preacher. The Office of Inclusion and Belonging at Luther Seminary is delighted to welcome Justin Sabiatanis. He is a queer trans theologian. His scholarship is foundational in the field of transgender theology. Luther Seminary has been shrinking for years. They've had to sell off buildings. They've had to sell off property because of this kind of nonsense. Next, I'm going to show you a picture here. The ELCA Minneapolis Area Synod women had their convention a few months ago, and on the screen behind the women as they met was this picture of Jesus. You'll notice it's a half male, half female picture of Jesus. And the newly elected lesbian bishop of Minneapolis was at this meeting. Next. Homosexual Lutheran bishop promotes the queerfully made retreat for LGBT clergy. Bishop Kevin Strickland of the ELCA in Atlanta, he's a man married to a man. He's promoting this retreat. And Do you know that the ELCA's Lutheran Church now has 7 practicing homosexual bishops? Next item, a Lutheran statement of faith. I'm a Lutheran. This is not a statement of faith, but here we go. Decentering whiteness, respecting pronouns, and amplifying gender non-binary persons. All right, near my house is Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. Years ago, it had a wonderful biblical pastor. Times have changed. They have a big sign on a busy highway that says, God is proud. Proud is in gay pride rainbow letters. God is proud of all their children. So God is no longer a he. God is a they. So what do they believe at Prince of Peace? So you go to their statement of faith. Do they talk about the Trinity, authority of Scripture? None of that. Here's their statement of faith. By decentering whiteness and acknowledging the harm caused by racial violence, we're working to heal. We are working to create safe, affirming spaces where people of all genders and sexual orientations can be themselves and accepted just as they are. We amplify the voices of women, non-binary and gender non-conforming individuals. We use inclusive language. We respect pronouns. We refuse to tolerate hate speech. I'll tell you what's going on here. Some liberal churches no longer believe in hell. They believe everybody goes to heaven. So if you don't need to preach Christ crucified for the salvation of the lost, what do you preach? You preach overcoming whiteness and using LGBT pronouns. Next ELCA Lutheran item. I'm not making this up. ELCA Church presents Christmas drag queen concert entitled Make the Yuletide Gay. St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Atlanta, that's where the homosexual bishop is, had a Christmas concert featuring drag queen Flamey Grant. The advertisement said, it's going to be all about LGBTQ joy. This concert promises an uplifting experience that embraces diversity and inclusivity, celebrating the true spirit of the season. Jesus and God aren't mentioned in their ad. So now the true spirit of Christmas is a drag queen celebrating LGBTQ joy. Next item. A drag queen goddess at a Wisconsin Lutheran church in Madison. An ELCA church, Advent Lutheran in Madison, Wisconsin, brought in an angry drag queen. You can watch it on the internet. She used the F word twice in the pulpit, and she began her sermon, "My name is Sunshine Rainbow. My pronouns are she, her, they, them, queen, and goddess." Next, and this is strange. The East Central Wisconsin Synod of the ELCA Lutheran Church has an assistant to the bishop by the name of Reverend Asher O'Callaghan. O'Callaghan is a biological woman who presents herself as a man. She's married to a woman. And here's what the website says. O'Callaghan is a person who is able to help congregations go through transition because she herself has gone through gender transition. Next, I'm going to show you one more picture. You maybe have heard of Pastor Nadia Bowles Weber, and here's her picture. She's a very New York Times bestseller author. She's an ELCA Lutheran pastor. She uses the F word a lot. She doesn't believe Jesus died in our place for our sins. She doesn't believe in hell. A big proponent of the LGBT movement. Well, here's the headline. The church that she founded in Denver is now closed. It was founded by her, and Nadia Bowles Weber has talked on the radio about how much she enjoys sex with her boyfriend. And she's the one who the ELCA put in front of 31,000 Lutheran teenagers, and she said, "Repeat after me," to the teens, "I renounce the lie that queerness is anything other than beauty." Now, Did anybody discipline her? Did her bishop take her aside and say, you can't be having sex outside of marriage and a pastor? No, I'm not making this up. What did the ELCA do? They honored her, and she is the ELCA's first pastor of public witness. Here's what she said on the radio. But I get together with my boyfriend and start having sex, and it was like, holy S. I was like, it felt like an exfoliation of my whole spirit. I'm like, this is so good for my brain chemistry, my body, and my heart. And I'm like, F man, why in the world would the church say, don't do this? 1 Corinthians 6 says, fornicators don't go to heaven, Nadia. And they made her the first pastor of public witness in the ELCA, and she's still a pastor there, preaching and writing and speaking at ELCA events. One last ELCA item. If you go to the ELCA Lutheran website, they invite you to mourn on Thanksgiving for, quote, the destructive presence of pilgrims. Let's turn now to the United Church of Christ. The United Church of Christ is perhaps the very most liberal Christian denomination. They were the first to affirm abortion rights years ago. Well, how do they get around verses like, thou shalt not kill? A United Church of Christ pastor said this in a sermon recently. The Virgin Mary teaches us to be pro-choice. And I listened to that sermon, one of the worst twistings of Scripture I've ever heard in my life. The United Church of Christ's old South Church in Boston, Massachusetts, one of the most historic churches in the country, founding fathers attended there. Well, they put on the internet for you to see their male pastor wearing a rainbow dress, doing the children's sermon, preaching the LGBT ideology to children. Let's turn to the Presbyterian Church USA, also very liberal. A First Presbyterian Church in Iowa City, Iowa, some months ago observed Transgender Visibility Day with a worship service. During the service, they prayed this prayer. O God of pronouns, breastfeeding God of many breasts, the great they, them. If you know about ancient mythology, Diana was the ancient goddess who had a lot of breasts. So are they praying to Diana at First Presbyterian in Iowa City? Let's talk about the Catholic Church. According to former President Biden, when he had an audience with the Pope, according to Biden, now who knows if it's true, but he claims Pope Francis, who's very liberal, said, you're a good Catholic, you should keep taking Holy Communion. So what did Biden do? Catholic Biden do before he left the White House? He gave the Medal of Freedom Award to Cecil Richards. Cecil Richards was the Planned Parenthood president for years, where they do all the abortions. And Lila Rose, a pro-life Catholic, said this. Cecil Richards presided over the abortions of 3.9 million babies as president of Planned Parenthood. She belongs in jail, not in the White House, receiving the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Lastly, let's talk about the United Methodists. Here we go. New Age mantras, crystals, and empowering female goddesses at a United Methodist church. The senior pastor of St. Paul United Methodist Church in Lincoln, Nebraska, is the Reverend Dr. Jane Florence. Her bio reads, my upbringing was rooted in a fundamentalist tradition, although I changed to a centrist denomination, the United Methodist, as an adult. My spiritual path picked up flavors of mysticism, Celtic shamanism, Gnostic teachings, before blending onto perennial wisdom, which I now follow, which includes teachings from many world religions about love. She's offering two courses at her church. Course number one, chakra sound baths. Chakras are the energy centers of the body. If they are open, energy flows freely. If you feel centered and at peace. If they become blocked, mental, physical, spiritual health can suffer. I use quartz crystal bowls and other instruments to generate the sound of each chakra. Along with guided mantras, you can clear your energy centers for health and healing. Bring a yoga mat. The second course is called Powerful Goddesses Across Cultures. This four-week course will explore the concept of the divine feminine across cultures. We will take a thematic approach to studying goddesses. We will study how female goddesses can be empowering figures and the role of women in worshiping goddesses. This is at a United Methodist Church. Now, St. Paul United Methodist Church in Lincoln. St. Paul wouldn't go there. John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist Church, wouldn't go there. But there you are. One last example is from the Methodist Church. Feminist pastor in the Methodist Church defends Jezebel and worship of pagan deities. Do you know who Jezebel is? The most wicked woman in the Bible. She was into idolatry. Well, Pastor Deborah McKnight of the United Methodist Church says there's much to praise in Jezebel. This pastor is wearing a Spirit of Jezebel t-shirt, and then she says, Jezebel is any woman who is competent, attractive, and smart, like Kamala Harris. She says the story of Jezebel is over and over used by men to put women in their place and control their bodies. Her sermon defends the worship of pagan deities like Asherah, because there God was celebrated in such wild diversity. Well, if you know your Bible, God destroyed ancient Israel for worshiping Asherah. Well, there you have it. Like I've said, years ago I led my church out of the ELCA Lutherans into a much more biblical branch of Lutheranism. There's a lot of good Lutheran denominations out there. You don't have to stay in the ELCA. You don't have to stay in the PCS USA Presbyterian. You can go to the Presbyterian Church in America, which is still biblical. There are good options. But I've shared this before, but it'll make my point. A woman became a Christian. Somebody at her office said, "What's the difference now between you and me, now that you're a Christian?" And she responded, "One letter. You love the world. I love the Word." I want to plead with you, if you go to a church that is following the world instead of the Word, you need to find another church. Amen.
Welcome to the portion of the Pastor Study, where we ask Pastor Brock questions regarding the Bible. Pastor Brock, our first question is from a viewer. "I don't believe I should leave my liberal church. I think we should stay and fight for biblical truth."
Well, I did that for 22 years of my ministry. I stayed within the liberal branch of Lutheranism, and we went to the conventions every year. Mm-hmm. We said, why are we paying for abortions with offering dollars? Why are we promoting homosexuality from the bishop's office? Mm-hmm. And we went there every year, did the best we could, and lost and lost and lost. I think that ship has sailed. To stay within some of these denominations and try, there's no evidence of them turning around. Mm-hmm. It's getting more and more radical. So I would say to this person, I'd find another church. And you know what? Some people say, "Well, I'm going to stay and fight." Okay, are you? Do you go to the conventions? Mm-hmm. Do you write the bishops? Yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When did these denominations go astray?
Well, you know, back in the 1950s, the Presbyterian, ELC, those are pretty good, pretty biblical. 60s, 1960s, they started getting liberal. Mm-hmm. 70s, I graduated from seminary in 1979. It was definitely liberal at Luther Seminary by then. Today, it's radical. So just slow progression, mm-hmm. That's what happened.
Are you saying these denominations are no longer Christian?
I think there are lots of Christians in these denominations, but the hierarchy is where it's the most messed up. A lot of lay people in the churches still have biblical beliefs. It's the most liberal at the top, mm-hmm. at the hierarchy, the bishops, and the hierarchy of Presbyterian Church USA, for instance. And so, you know, I don't doubt, though, there's still many Christians in these denominations. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, The basics of the gospel that you cannot deny and be a Christian is that Christ died for our sins and he rose from the dead. If you deny those two things, you stop. And are people denying that in some of these denominations? They are. I could list for you some Lutheran pastors who do not believe Jesus died on the cross in our place for our sins. I remember years ago when I was still in the ELCA, our pastor, our bishop, brought in Marcus Borg. He's dead now, but he was an Episcopal scholar who denied that Christ physically rose from the dead. I wrote to the bishop, do we want to promote false teaching in our church? Mm-hmm. And so are there some seminary professors who do not believe in the literal physical resurrection of Christ from the dead? There are. I don't think you can deny that Christ died in our place and rose from the dead and be a Christian. And some people like that are running some of our denominations.
How sad.
Very sad.
Are there good alternatives to these liberal denominations?
Yeah, if you're an ELCA Lutheran, leave and join the Lutheran Churches in Mission for Christ, LCMC, or join the North American Lutheran Church. Now, they ordain women, both of them, and I don't believe in them. So I prefer you go to the Missouri Synod Lutheran Church. Mm-hmm. You can join the Wisconsin Synod. And same in the Presbyterian Church. You can leave the PCUSA and join the Presbyterian Church in America or the Orthodox Presbyterian Church. You can leave the United Methodist Church, and which is now, ever since they voted to go the gay route, it's become bonkers. Mm-hmm. And leave the United Methodist, and you can join what's called the Global Methodist, which is biblical. So there are alternatives.
Okay.
Yeah.
My grandmother is staying in her liberal church because she has been there most of her life, and her friends are all there. What should I say to her?
Well, we have to put Jesus first. Oh, but my family all goes to that church. Oh, I've had friends there for 50 years. Okay, but do you want to keep giving money to a denomination that performs abortions with your offering dollars? Jesus needs to come first. I know it's hard. I know it's hard to leave, but I would.
Sometimes you have to just do it.
Yeah, that's right.
Do we have time for one?
Well, what is the last one there? Yeah, go ahead.
I know the hierarchy of my denomination is liberal, but we have a conservative pastor, and the false teaching doesn't affect my local congregation.
Well, here's my response. I was part of a good biblical ELCA Lutheran church that became ELCA, and then it slowly got new pastors. And today, I wouldn't send anybody to that church. So if you stay, you get what you get. All right. Well, everybody, thanks for watching our program. Pray for us, if you would. If the Lord nudges you to help us stay on the air, you can go to our pastorstudy.org to watch our sermons and to see how you can support us. So there you go.
Luke 1:37, for with God, nothing will be impossible. Thanks for joining us today. See you next time on The Pastor's Study.
Thank you for watching The Pastor Study. You can watch more of our programs at pastorstudy.org. We are on the air preaching the good news of Jesus Christ because of the generous support of you, our viewers. Would you consider supporting our ministry? You may do so at pastorstudy.org or write The Pastor Study, P.O. Box 41294, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55441. May the blessing of our one triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you now and forever.